99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Oh my gosh, are we getting cold again? High today in Reno, 58. What? Tomorrow, I should know this, right? I spend most of my life here. I should not be shocked. Tomorrow's Reno high, 48 degrees. Below freezing Sunday night. This creates panic for me because my life is so boring. I worry about my yard. John Potter. Mother Nature apologizes for the late arrival of spring. Apparently, Father Time has been driving and has refused to stop for directions.
And Punxsutawney Phil, their child, gave us the best beds.
Get that big rat. This is called The Weekend, live and local each and every Saturday, noon to 3. That's Craig, the voice, the disembodied voice coming in my headphones from Carson City producing the show. Craig, how was your week?
It was a beautiful week. It was nice. We started out a little bit on the cool side, warmed up nicely. Then it got a little windy. But, you know, for the most part down here, it's been fine. I think right now we're in Carson, we're in the low 50s already. So, again, we're still not going to get up high, but, you know, it feels warmer than it actually is.
I'm here to destroy all the good vibes. Oh. I spent $718 on a plumber this week for two visits for two very minor things. But each time, he didn't have the right part in his van. He said he had to go find one, and he disappeared for like an hour each time to get it from, I guess, Western Nevada Supply. So you pay for the time to get the parts that twice he didn't have in his van, basic parts. And, I was happy that he could fix half of what I wanted, but the other half, two things, not fixed, $718. What can you do? You say, what? I don't like that price. I'm Mr. Nice Guy. I chum around with service people who come to my door. I shook his hand afterwards. And then after he's gone, I sit down, I start to seethe about it. I've been stewing on it all week long. But listen, I'm not the only one getting hit with these extremely high home repair bills. In some ways, home repair companies are open for business the same way lions are open for zebras. Anyway, I have to do 2 months of these radio shows to pay for the plumber. That's how much it cost me. Oh, something else that really pissed me off this week. I'm sorry to bring this up again. This happened this happened right after the last Saturday show. Couldn't talk about it on Sunday or Monday, so I'll be the last to bring this up, but it still bums me out so much about this moron in Wyoming who hit a wolf with his snowmobile and tortured it, paraded it around at the bar in Wyoming, tortured it some more and killed it. And, listen, there are morons in the world. But last I checked, and if there's something new about this, call and let me know. Last I checked, this guy was only getting a $250 fine. Why are there no criminal charges for animal abuse on this? It's plain as day. It's on video. It's on his family is recreating what he did on video and posted it online. Now, some people say, wolves are bad. Wolves are not bad. Wolves are just being wolves. That's their nature, to be what they are. And I'm still pissed off about it. I'm a bleeding heart for animals. I really am. I don't like rats. I don't like snakes, but I don't want to see them tortured. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He got that. Here's some good news. Got a great tweet. And by the way, hunters, I'm sure, don't approve of this guy making people who hunt look pretty awful. So I would think hunters would be more upset than anybody. Anyway, I got to change the subject. Got a great tweet from the Washoe County School District. Good luck. Yes, finally, folks, good news from the Washoe County School District. Dig it. This is what they say. Good luck to the Reno High School and Incline High School. We the People teams competing at the national competition in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Let's show them our support as they represent Washoe County School District with pride. Now, we the people, which, of course, is the preamble of our Constitution, in this, I guess, organization, students from around the country attend a simulated congressional hearing where they testify before a panel of judges who act as members of Congress. And the students demonstrate their knowledge and their understanding of, you know, constitutional principles, and they defend positions on historical issues. So this is awesome. And good luck, good going, Washoe kids. Do us proud. You know, when I first saw that, when somebody sent me that, I thought, wow, is We the People still doing the singing and dancing? Remember the Super Bowl, one of the early Super Bowls, they did the halftime show? No, that was Up with People. Nope. Okay, why did I bring that up? Because nobody remembers Up with People. And it just reminds everybody how old I am. Even Craig doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do remember Up with People. They came to Wooster High School about once every 2 years.
It was like a patriotic Lawrence Welk dance troupe. And it was the coolest, hippest thing in the 60s. And it's one of those things where you look at, like, if you look at old tapes like that, or what was my wife and I watching that we said to each other, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is the same planet where this happened just a couple of decades ago. What was it? I just couldn't believe. Oh, I forget it. Other good news on the money front, I found some really good deals this week. And is that Up with People? Oh my gosh, you find everything. Like a hip Lawrence Welk. All right, okay, that's enough. Now I see why it's gone. Other good news on the money front, I found some really good deals this week. Did you know on Tuesdays? I think they just started this. Kentucky Fried Chicken sells their buckets of chicken, which, by the way, tastes the same to me from when I was a kid. Thank God they haven't changed it. Though, you know, if they could change the chicken, they would. But can't make chicken legs any smaller. So anyway, but check it out. 20-piece chicken buckets on Tuesdays, $10 at Kentucky Fried Chicken every Tuesday. Gosh, that makes me hungry for the Colonel just talking about it. And that, and I got hooked on Popeye wings. Oh, my gosh. Have you tried these? I tell you, very, very good. But question, who sells the best rotisserie chicken? 884-9910. Costco has spoiled us, especially with a $4.99 price tag, though I know some people who don't like the Costco chicken. They say it's salty and undercooked. Personally, I take the Costco chicken home and I put it in the air fryer to cook it just a little bit more. But I love it. The price, it's big. It's always moist and delicious. Although everybody is going nuts now over the Costco plans to package them in bags. No more big plastic boat. This could happen anytime today. It's already happened at some Costco's across the country.
And at Sam's or Walmart, they put them in the bags now.
Yeah, well, a lot of places do. I think a lot of places do this. But you go on Facebook, and I belong to a Costco fans page, and they're up in arms about this. First, they were up in arms about the paper towels not being individually wrapped anymore. They changed that, but people are writing, oh, I can't buy it in a bag? The rotisserie chicken, I can't do it. God forbid we try to eliminate some plastic waste, and the big boat is a lot of plastic waste. I'll take it in a bag, sure. I love the chickie. I don't know what Costco does to it, but the Costco chicken is bigger than the Raley's and the Save Mart ones. I think those are like $7.99 now, although I have happy memories of the Raley's. Who remembers this? The Raley's rotisserie selling for $4.99 on Mondays. The Walmart's chickie is big, but it's $6.99. I heard the chicken at Whole Foods is great. So 884-9910, who has the best rotisserie chicken? I shopped at Whole Foods yesterday. Everybody in Whole Foods looks like they make their own clothes out of hemp. Everybody's eating seeds. People asking at the meat counter, is it organic? Do the chickens have friends? Do they play well with others? You walk the two aisles, suddenly it goes from fruits and vegetables to soaps and potions. I mean, the Whole Foods in Reno. Soap is by the produce. But anyway, I love a rotisserie. And Costco folks, get ready. The $4.99 rotisserie chicken. No, the price isn't going up, but the plastic containers are going away soon. Any day now in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, any day now, chickens are going to be sold in bags. Try to adjust. It's a cost and environment thing. Just like the bags, the Costco mixed nuts now come in. And though, boy, I'll tell you, I miss the old mixed nut containers before, but the chicken bags, they're already at some Costco stores across the country. And so I know, lie down. Okay, we have a great show lined up today. Great guests. We have a candidate for the U.S. Senate, Dr. Jeff Gunter, Nevada dermatologist, once served as U.S. ambassador to Iceland. Guess what? I saw his TV ad just last night on Channel 8. He was a Trump nominee as ambassador, and he's now a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat, now held by Jackie Rosen. And he's coming up in just about 15 minutes. And we also have, of course, our good friend Derek, Brain Health Formula's latest product that will benefit you. And me, got lots of stuff to hit on here today. Lots of local news. It's been a busy week. So be right back. 884-9910, our number. One more open topic time till we talk to Dr. Jeff Gunter, one of our candidates to win in the U.S. Senate race here in Nevada. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk, time 918.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hey, hey. 9:22 our time. John Potter live in the local Saturday mornings right here. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Eager to speak with Bill calling from Reno. Hey, Bill, I'm glad you called.
Hey, this is under the category, if you live long enough, they'll eventually take your favorite stuff out of the store.
Yes, yes.
So I got two Costco things that they don't have anymore, and I want to tell you about them. First of all, Mary's Gone Crackers. You ever had them?
Say that again. Mary's what?
Mary's Gone Crackers.
Wow, I missed out. Don't remember that.
Oh, they're made right up instead.
Oh, okay.
Actually, but
and
anyway,
no more.
They're like a seed cracker. They don't sell them anymore. Okay, and the other one that really got me hot is I used to buy these almonds at Costco that were salted. And they were dry. Now, it's very important. And now they took those out of there, and they put in another one that is cooked in peanut oil. So you can imagine what it's like to be digging those out every time you want an almond. Then you got to wipe your hands off, you know, after you eat them. So two things that I really liked from Costco, and they're poof.
Well, listen, I'm hearing this a lot. They are... you know, Costco never did this before, but apparently they're changing a lot of their products, the ingredients and how they make them, and not so much the size, but they just don't taste the way they did before. And this is what I'm hearing from people, other Costco fans.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mary's Gone Crackers.
Hey, I sure like your show. Listen to it when I'm around on Saturday mornings every time. So keep on complaining.
We're still buying the chicken, though. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
Have a great day, my friend. I mean, I hate to complain about that chicken because they're already selling it for you. You know, they're already selling it to you super cheap, and I'm sure that container cost them a bunch. Would you rather they raise the price in the chicken? And considering my last one in the clamshell opened up all over me in a parking lot, I'm kind of for it. All right, so just be prepared. And yes, we're going to miss more of the good old days. It's just part of growing. And one more thing. Why do Costco emails take so long to go through? Why do they list 50 items on sale with these emails that you have to scan because you're afraid of missing something? And they send these emails every day. All right. Baseball is back. I'm so psyched. Aces, I think, lost it. Tacoma yesterday, but still psyched. I was a huge sports fan growing up, and I loved baseball. If you look at all the pictures my parents took of me outside when I was like 10 years old, you would see me in a Roger Maris baseball jacket, a little jacket with this huge number 9 on it. Roger Maris of the Yankees. And I collected baseball cards for years. It was my favorite thing that I spent all my money on. And I was going through my collection just this week, and I realized all these baseball cards, they're just pictures of dudes. Like, nobody told me I was collecting hundreds and hundreds of pictures of tiny portraits of athletic men with their height and weight written on the back of them. And I had my favorites, like my three favorite men. And here's a picture of one stretching his quads. And, you know, that was okay because, well, those are professional athletes. But I don't know. My own body is bad at sports, but my brain is good at sports. You know, like my brain understands how a human being can dribble a ball down a basketball court and make a layup, right? But my brain has to outsource the job to my weird and spindly limbs. And so, you know, when I play basketball, it looks like my body didn't know how it worked yet. And senior year, we had this sports awards ceremony. And this woman got up there and she said, programs like the boys basketball program are so important because the alternative for young men could be using drugs or alcohol. And that was the first time that I ever heard that, oh my gosh, there was an alternative to playing basketball. And hey, am I the last person to ask you, how was the eclipse? Was it what you expected? A friend of mine in New York told me that the total eclipse flipped their streetlights on, and the frogs began rippling around the ponds, and people even said they could see stars. I know, those only come out at night, the stars. And now in Nevada, we only got the partial, so like many of you folks, we watched the full eclipse TV coverage. Oh my gosh, news reporters and anchors were crying over it. Oh, wow, darkness. News reporters weeping while people in stadiums were being interviewed in tears. What has happened to us? They talked it up on TV like it was going to be the second coming. And the way it was whipped up by the media with the anticlimactic ending, it kind of reminded me of that Y2K thing, you know? Just felt similar to me. Anyway, I'm so glad I don't have to hear the word totality anymore. Now, the next total eclipse passes right over Reno 21 years from now. It's a total eclipse for us. It happens August 12th, 2045. Shoot, I have to work that day. Craig, is Dr. Jeff ready?
Dr. Jeff is ready.
Awesome. Awesome. This is quite an honor. We have our first political candidate on the show for the upcoming election, Dr. Jeff Gunter, calling in. Nevada dermatologist, once served as U.S. ambassador to Iceland, Trump nominee, now a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat held by Jackie Rosen. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and the honor is mine, let me tell you. Thank you for all the great things that you guys do, spreading the word. And we know how important that is. So,
well,
thank you so much.
The word, my friend, is being spread. You just bought $459,000 worth of advertisements Thursday afternoon. The TV ads expected to start this week. Well, yeah, I saw one of your TV ads last night on Channel 8, and they run through the week before the Senate primary. Is this true that you said that you plan to spend millions of dollars on this race?
You know, I've been blessed my whole life. I've been blessed taking care of patients. You know, I'm a small business owner with clinics throughout the Western United States taking care of skin cancer patients. And our country is at such a critical time that it requires all of us. All of us need to stand up with whatever we have and to do our part to save America. So if that's the calling that I have, to stand up and protect our country, and to really put my money where my mouth is, that's what I'm prepared to do, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. And it sounds really corny, but it's really true. Sometimes you have to have deep pockets to take on the deep state. And that's what we're doing, and that's why we're successful so far and getting a lot of attention and pushing forward.
Well, you got to get over the primary first, and also running for the Republican nomination in this race for U.S. Senate is former Assemblyman Jim Marchant, veteran Air Force pilot, former Lieutenant Governor candidate Tony Grady, and supposed frontrunner Sam Brown, the retired Army officer who lost the GOP Senate primary last year. Now, the four candidates are now angling, I assume, for the Trump endorsement. Sam Brown reportedly visited Mar-a-Lago seeking an endorsement 2 weeks ago. Dr. Jeff, are you going to go to Mar-a-Lago and seek Trump's endorsement?
I've already worked for President Trump. As you know, he selected me as his U.S. ambassador, where I was exemplary and plenipotentiary. I am a Trumpy guy. If you look at my campaign, it's 110% pro-Donald Trump. And we were just at Mar-a-Lago about 3 weeks ago. And guess who dropped by to say hi at our event? Donald J. Trump. I met with him also on Super Tuesday as well, after his great victory there. So I'm the Trumpy guy in the race. Sam Brown is the Nikki Haley guy. Sam Brown is the Mitch McConnell guy. And he went down to Mar-a-Lago and tried to do his kind of dog and pony show. And, you know, he came up with nothing, with zero. And really, the voters of Nevada know who the true 110% Trump person is. And that's the person who represented him in Iceland for 2 years. President's been very complimentary of the job that we did in Iceland. But remember, Donald Trump is the greatest president we've had since Abraham Lincoln. And when Donald Trump is ready to endorse, and when Donald Trump, is ready to make that right decision, he does not need his former U.S. ambassador to tell him what the right decision is. Donald Trump will make that right decision. And I can tell you, we're very close with those in Mar-a-Lago. But, you know, the president needs to make his own decisions. And as we all can see, he's done phenomenal decisions for America. And he will do it again when he's the 47th president. And when I'm the next U.S. Senator here in Nevada.
I saw the picture of you, Dr. Gunter, and the former President Trump giving the thumbs up together. But just yesterday, the former president posted a graphic of his and Sam Brown's poll numbers in Nevada on his Truth Social, and his post showing Brown with a 52-point lead over his next closest candidate. Okay, you can overcome that. You're just starting. But are you confident? Are you confident the former president will endorse you?
Yeah, I think I have a great bridge in Brooklyn for anyone who wants to buy it from me if they believe, you know, those polls. And really, as you could tell, there was zero endorsement in that document. In fact, it's kind of a little bit of shameful, but not unexpected, because you have to remember, we call him Scam Brown. And the reason why he's Scam Brown is because he tends to scam. Scam is and scam does. And if you remember how we saw how he raised $300,000 for donors, and the money was supposed to go to conservatives, and it turns out that 2% of that money went to conservatives, and the rest of that money from Scam Brown went to pay off prior campaign debt, not even here in Nevada, but a country club bill in Texas as well. So, you know, this is, you know, trying to blur the lines between MAGA and make him seem like he's the Trump guy will be absolutely ineffective. No one's buying it. And he can try all he wants. But personally, I think it's a bad reflection on him. And I think it's going to be looked at very poorly on. And the reality is I'm President Trump's former U.S. ambassador. I'm the MAGA guy. I endorsed the president right out of the gate, you know, and all during the phony impeachments, I stood up for the president, you know, the phony indictments. I was at Mar-a-Lago. I was at Bedminster. And everyone knows this. And they just kind of shake their head when they see the things that Scam Brown does. And he's desperate. And he sees that we're surging. He sees that the money that we're investing in our campaign. And
where's he,
it's all,
where's he from?
It's all
he's from, like, Arkansas or something, right?
Yeah, He, I've been practicing here in Nevada for over 28 years, taking care of skin cancer patients and all that.
Oh, well,
so,
listen,
absolutely. And people are smart. Viewers are smart. They get it.
Okay, I really have to wonder. Listen, you have a very good and profitable career in Nevada, a prosperous dermatologist. We now have four people running for, actually five if you include Jackie Rosen. We have five people after this office. What made you, in your comfortable position, what made you decide to jump into this race for U.S. Senate, sir?
It's a great question. If not now, when? And if not me, who is going to do it? I have by far the most experience, by far, of anyone. I mean, let's face it, Sam Brown has zero experience. He's not a small business owner. He's lost three elections in a row in the primary, so he has no experience. If you look at myself, I was a former U.S. ambassador. I've met with prime ministers. I've met with foreign ministers. I've worked on human trafficking. I've worked on money laundering. I've negotiated with foreign countries. I took care of our military when we left Iceland in true, true Donald Trump form. They said there's never been an ambassador like myself who's taking care of the military in Iceland the way we have. The quote was, we set the bar at a new standard. Well, it wasn't only Ambassador and Dr. Jeff Gunter who was setting the bar at that standard. It was myself. So you know something? I'm happy to spend the money to help America. We all need to chip in. We are at the cliff.
Yeah.
1% inflation with Donald Trump, 3.5% unemployment. What do we have now? 10% inflation, and the unemployment numbers are also altered. We have endless wars.
Right.
We're sending $60 billion, $60 billion plus to Ukraine to protect their border when our border is absolutely wide open. And when
right,
I'm the
sir.
Next U.S.
Well,
senator,
you know what? I'll tell you what. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You, $500,000 you're already investing in your ads, and they just started. So we're going to take a break, sir, if you could wait a couple of minutes. Dr. Jeff Gunter running as a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Jackie Rosen. Can you hold on a few minutes, sir?
My honor, you bet I'll stand by you guys. You're doing a great job.
Okay. All right, Craig's going to take it away now. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, Time 938.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturday mornings. He said this on Fox News. We have people pouring over our border. We have kids dying of fentanyl. We have crime in the streets. We have chaos around the world internationally. Can I just sit back at home and do nothing, given the depth and breadth of experience and who I am? And the answer is absolutely not. The person who said that on Fox News on the phone with us right now, Dr. Jeff Gunter, who is now thrown his hat in the ring and his, what is it, $459,000 for ads into the race for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Jackie Rosen. Let me, Dr. Jeff, let me just get a more specific answer from you, and let me ask again. Don't know if we really got a surefire response on this. Are you planning a trip to Mar-a-Lago to ask the former President Trump for his endorsement?
You know, I've been to Mar-a-Lago, and I'll give you a specific answer. You know, I was there 3 weeks ago. The president was there. I have tremendous support in Mar-a-Lago, and I'm in contact with the Trump campaign, and we will see how things unfold. And for all your listeners out there, I would say stay tuned. What happens between Donald Trump and his former ambassador stays between Donald Trump and his former ambassador. And stay tuned to your listeners.
Well, you two are close. He did appoint you as ambassador to Iceland. But you know what? He likes to be courted, from what I perceive. And he likes, you know, the kiss on the ring. So, you know, that has to come into consideration. How is your support, Dr. Jeff, from the National Republican Party? Because I asked this because he had some harsh words for, as you called them, Mitch McConnell and the D.C. elites. What's that about?
Yeah, it's about, you know, America First policies or deep state rhino Mitch McConnell, Nikki Haley policies. And let's face it, I am a leader in the America First movement. I'm a leader for Donald J. Trump and those who are supporting him. And there is no misunderstanding that there are a lot of rhinos out there who want to have a rhino existence, deep state existence, where you have not a government by the people and for the people, but a government that controls the people. And no one can control Ambassador Dr. Jeff Gunter except for the voters of Nevada. And I will be true fighter in Washington, D.C. And President Trump is 100% right. The battle lines are drawn between the deep state, swampy, you know, rhinos of Mitch McConnell and Nikki Haley and those who follow America First policies like Donald J. Trump puts forth and like Dr. Jeff Gunter puts forth as his U.S. Senate run here in Nevada.
All right, a few more minutes here, folks, with Dr. Jeff Gunter, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat, now held by Jackie Rosen. The Republican Party has not won a U.S. Senate seat in Nevada for 11 years. Aside from you, what are the chances that the Republicans, well, I shouldn't say aside from you because you just could be the nominee, but what are the chances? How do the chances look this year that we could have a Republican in that U.S. Senate seat in Nevada?
That's a great question. And I am the only candidate currently, and I will win this primary who can beat Jackie Rosen. The reality is when you see invaders, illegal immigrants pouring over our border, that's not just Joe Biden. That's rubber stamp Rosen, rubber stamp Jackie Rosen. When you go to the gas pump and see prices nearly double, when you see inflation for eggs and everything else, that's not just Joe Biden. That's also rubber stamp Jackie Rosen. So what we need is we need to advocate for an America First candidate with foreign policy experience like myself, with international experience like myself, also with small business experience like myself, taking care of skin cancer here in Nevada for 28 years. And that's why I am not only that's why I'm not the only candidate who can beat Jackie Rosen. I will be the candidate who will beat Jackie Rosen. And don't forget, Donald Trump is way up in the polls here in Nevada, at least 8 or 10%. And that message of America First, that true MAGA message, is actually what's going to beat Jackie Rosen. There's no threading the needle with Dr. Jeff Gunter myself. I am driving a Mack truck through the America First lane, and that's resonating with voters, and that's why we're doing so well.
He's driving a Mack truck, folks, not the Cyber truck, the Mack truck. All right, you brought up your international experience just now. How overall, how was your experience being U.S. ambassador to Iceland, sir?
Oh, it was amazing. And what made it particularly amazing was being able to advocate for Donald Trump's policies of America first and having peace and stability through strength. Secondly, we were able to really get so much done up there, and we actually finished the U.S. Embassy in Iceland. And people said, oh, you can't get anything done. It's been going on for years. Donald Trump wanted that U.S. Embassy done, and we did it. And we had a ceremony, and we did it with zero COVID infections. And we did it with zero deaths. And we had a great ceremony there. And remember, embassies are important because we were competing. I was competing in the high north with China, with Russia, and also trying to beat down those deep staters who really had a different idea of what America should be than what it really is. And that was the vision of myself. That was the vision of Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. And we fought them all, and we won in the high north.
All right. Dr. Jeff Gunter, if I know my listeners, they are going to Google you to learn more about you. You are new. And when they do Google you, I want you to answer this because it's there on the internet. CBS News did quite a hatchet job on you. No surprise, folks. What was the story in 2020 over you and your wishes to carry a firearm over there in Iceland?
Well, let's be honest. When you're opening a new U.S. embassy, you have to provide for the security of all Americans up there. And I'm not going to go into all the specific security items, but all I could tell you and your listeners is I still want more guns. The guns are what secures America's freedom. Guns are what protects us, and guns are what actually helps to create a democracy, a republic that's by the people and for the people. If you look at every single country in history, whenever despots and bad guys want to take over the country, what do? They take away guns. They take away, for us, our Second Amendment rights. We saw it in Israel, how it would have been so helpful for them to have a Second Amendment when they were attacked by the terrorists of Hamas. So let there be no misunderstanding. You know, when it comes to the reports that the ambassador wanted a gun, as U.S. ambassador, you can pretty much get anything you want. You know, I don't need permission from anyone.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I still want one, and I want every American to have the freedom.
Yeah,
to have
I just don't get it. All you wanted was to have a firearm on your person.
Well, it's not
there
a true
are
story,
there are people in other countries who hate American dignitaries, and of course, I assume that an ambassador would be allowed to have a carry pistol or something on him. So, what was the big deal there?
I will not confirm nor deny anything because the security of Americans is first and foremost, but we all know that Lana Marks had a very public death threat against her because she was a U.S. ambassador, she was a Trump ambassador, she was Jewish, and we had taken out Soleimani. So I'm going to leave it to your listeners to determine whether I was safe and secure under those circumstances too. But we did a great job. When I left Iceland, remember, they found a bomb literally right near my chief of missions residence about a month after I left there. And I couldn't have been more proud of the team that we assembled, assembled there, as detected it and took care of that.
All right. You know what? I got to wrap this up. Dr. Jeff Gunter, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Jackie Rosen. I wish I had more time to talk to you because I have questions. Well, number one, about your TV ad that I saw last night. What was the trans guy who endorsed Bud Light? I forget his name. Dylan. Dr. Jeff, what was he doing in your campaign ad? The trans guy that Bud Light hired to influence people. What can government do about that?
What a great question. You know what it is? Where they start destroying the family, where they start destroying the difference between a man and a woman, that's Marxism.
What can government do about that? That was a corporate decision to hire him. So we don't want government to tell companies who to hire to endorse their products, do we?
No, absolutely not. But what it does is it reminds Americans of how this whole far-left agenda, not even far-left, Democrat agenda, to blur the differences and force-feed us this whole concept that gender dysphoria is something that's okay and we have to buy into and accept. And let me tell you, the American public resoundingly rejected Bud Light at that point, and
yes,
many
well,
other
yeah.
advertisers and individuals. And that's
sure.
the freedom and greatness of America, because we have the ability to reject those things, and we cannot
right.
advocate for a government that force feeds us all
there
those
you go.
Ridiculous
what,
DEI
What is your
things.
Time's running out. What's your campaign website so folks can check it out, sir?
DrJeffGunter.com, DrJeffGunter.com, America First, the most qualified candidate. I am the Trumpiest of them all, and I'm going to make not only America great, but Nevada great, and we're going to close our border, and we're going to drill, baby, drill in here in Nevada. We're going to mine, baby, mine for lithium and a whole host of other things. So I urge you to go on to DrJeffGunter.com and love to have your donations as well. That is the oil that keeps this thing going, that keeps the engine running. And God bless you for having me on the show. Thank you
oh, yeah,
so,
no,
so much.
Love no, I would like to have you on again, sir. You're what we call a good interview. So, again, folks, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Jackie Rosen is Dr. Jeff Gunter, Nevada dermatologist who wants to do something for our state. Good day, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time.
God bless you, and God bless your listeners, too. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. There he is, Dr. Jeff Gunter. I'm John Potter. Be back live and local, open topic, 884-9910, taking your calls about anything, even rotisserie chicken again. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:58.